We've done a lot of research on the performance of green buildings, but never on the performance of green property companies yet. And this is important because the stuff that we did on green buildings only looks at the benefits of going green and not so much at the cost. So if we find that green buildings are worth 13% more than non-green buildings, but it takes 20% of cost to make them so green, then there's still a losing proposition. So you need at some point to have the results of cost and benefits. That's very difficult to do at the building level. That's why we started looking at property companies. Because if we look at the overall performance of property companies, that overall performance is the result of costs and benefits. So if we find for property companies that go green, that the performance of the stock or of the company is better because of the green buildings, that means that the cost-benefit net effect is positive. And that's a very interesting thing to know. And if it's negative, it's also interesting to know. So that's an issue. So that's one thing, reason why we do this. Second reason is that pension funds no longer really invest in buildings. They invest in property companies, either listed or unlisted property companies. So for the pension funds, it is interesting to know what happens on the building level, but it's even more interesting to know what happens at the fund level, because that's actually how they get their cash flows. So they wanted to know that. So that's why we investigated it. We looked at the performance of property companies, listed property companies in the United States. And we looked at listed, because with listed we can actually measure the performance because we can observe the stock. There's far more information available about listed, so that's one reason. And we looked at the United States because that's the biggest listed property company market. So we could have a nice big sample to get some statistically meaningful results. So now, what are these results? So first, we looked at accounting measures of performance. And the two leading accounting measures of performance, you could say, are return on equity and return on assets. And so we looked at them both, and we saw that if listed property companies have more green buildings, then that is good for their return on equity and return on assets. And that is a significant effect, not just statistically significant, but also economically efficient. It's really a big effect, and they perform really better. Then a very important yardstick for property companies is to what extent they are able to generate free cash flow for their shareholders. So we also looked at the free cash flow generated. And there also we saw that the free cash flow generated by property companies who own a lot of green buildings is higher than for those who do not own green buildings or who own less green buildings. And this is important too, because the cash flow, the net free cash flow, is again the results of cost and benefit. So that's a very direct measure of what we want to measure. So that's a very interesting result too. Then third, we had a hypothesis that, and also based on our previous research, that property companies that have that are more sustainable are less risky. And we had that hypothesis because we saw at the building level that the occupancy of green buildings is higher than the occupancy of conventional buildings, and it's also more stable. Now, occupancy is the principal driver of cash flow for property companies. So if occupancy is higher and more stable, that means less systematic risk, less exposure to the business cycle, because the occupancy changes with the business cycle. And secondly, if you have a more sustainable building, you have less exposure to energy prices, and energy prices are fluctuating more strongly than property prices. Normally, sometimes increases the crisis is not true, but normally they do. So if you have less exposure to energy prices, that also reduces your risk overall. So we tested whether betas are affected, the measure for systematic risk, whether they are affected by the degree of greenness of these property companies. And that also turned out to be the case. The more sustainable buildings you have in your portfolio as a property company, lower your beta, and again, it is statistically significant, but also economically significant, because it's a big effect. Then lastly, we looked at stock performance, because in the end, asset managers get their returns through the stock performance, so they want to know, is there something in the stock performance? We thought there would be nothing in the stock performance, because it is measurable and predictable whether a fund has sustainable buildings. So it should already be reflected in the price, and there's no surprise effect. So, you know, so we wouldn't expect an alpha. But in fact, we did find a small alpha. And we found a small alpha for property companies that own more buildings with an Energy Star rating, not with a LEED rating. And that is interesting because the Energy Star rating is far more closely related to the really the bottom line, to real costs, whereas LEED is more a holistic sort of measure of greenness. So it's very interesting to see that the that it's not so much the image of buildings and stuff, but really more the bottom line, the cash effect that drives this alpha. But that's a rather weak effect, statistically significant, but economically rather small. So, to sum it up, green buildings affect also the performance of the property companies that own them, and they perform better, have lower risk, and a higher net cash flow.